Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to The Ball Bags, a weekly podcast breaking down all the news from the United Rugby Championship, the NFL, the English Premier League, the NBA, and the wide world of sport.
Hello and welcome to The Ball Bags. We are back. Bottom feeder athlete, how are you?
Fearsome duo today again.
What's the story? Where is he?
I don't know, but apparently, and he did specifically ask not to reveal this, but he's a huge Ed Sheeran fan, and he was he was just like, oh, I really love Ed Sheeran. Did you not get the message? He sent me an audio last night. He was like, Ed Sheeran is so good, man. I won't be able to do tomorrow.
Well, look, while he's off gallivanting, we'll hold the fort. It must have been a long night.
Yeah, and he doesn't, like, I don't understand how, because, like, half his songs are shite, he should be kind of finished early, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right. And what about yourself, up to anything over the weekend?
No, I was actually really well behaved, there was nothing, what's rare is wonderful. What about you?
For a change. Yeah, grand, lots of sports, lots of, didn't overindulge in anything, thank God, now I feel better for it.
That's the way it should be,
yeah,
isn't it?
So that's good, yeah. Yeah, and we had good weather, didn't we, as well? A little bit windy, but
I think we're good looking weather. Good for the week, to be honest.
Great, into the bank holiday weekend, your favourite.
Three day loosener.
Yeah, 3 day banker. Yeah, look, it's you, it's me. We have the show. We're not allowed to mess it up. So as normal, we'll kick off with one of the greats, player of the week. What you having? Who you having?
Jason Tatum.
We should have talked about this before.
I actually think we should just scrap it and just give it to him, because the stuff he's doing at Kevin Durant is unbelievable. So it's very hard. It's very hard to look past him. I didn't even consider anyone else, to be honest, because Boston are up 3-0 now and the unthinkable looks like it could occur.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over. It looks like it's going to be over in 4 too. They have nothing. Yeah, they have no answers. They really don't.
I think, look, we'll come back to it a little bit later on. I think it was probably the look of the draw for the Nets. Like, if they're on a different side of the bracket, they might have been better off, but just to get up and running and stuff like that. But for my player of the week, I'll go with Divock Origi, just because the greatest player to ever play against Everton, I think. Surely.
Yeah. Everton, best side to go down in history. Will that be the case?
I'll tell you what. We'll give the award to Tatum, because we all know what's going to happen tonight in the wee hours. So let's give the award to Tatum while we're here. Okay, so player of the week, Jason Tatum. The Sasquatch can't say anything about it. So
yeah, I think if he was watching Tatum, he'd probably be happy to give it to him, considering the body of work that's going on. So yeah,
great.
Tatum.
That was
nice, and that was quick of business.
Jason Tatum. Yeah. So I suppose we have a fan question, which we haven't had in a while. Haven't had a fan question in a while. But if I just play the fan question, it might tie us nicely, give us a nice segue, if you will, into a little chat about NBA. So here we go.
Suns last year, right? Thanks again, boys. Drift.
Whoa, I've jumped straight to the end of that. Here we go.
G'day, boys. It's Trevor Aotearoa, Waikatane in New Zealand. Been stumbling across the pod the last few weeks, boys, eh? Been listening to the Irish NRL show and the Sasquatch. Well, he does talk a lot out of his backside, eh? He recommended the Ball Bags podcast, so been tuning in, boys, and really impressed. I got a few. My next favourite sport outside the NRL, obviously, is the NBA. So I got a few playoff questions for you, boys, eh? Question one. I know you talk a lot about the favourites, so like Milwaukee, Phoenix, and obviously I get the Irish connection to the Boston sports, eh? So we got a lot of Celtics talk. But who's impressed you to the most so far? And then as a follow-up, who do you see as a dark horse? So not a traditional favourite, but maybe someone who can kind of upset the odds, similar to the Phoenix Suns last year, eh? Thanks again, boys. Trev.
Thanks, Trev. Thanks for that, Trev. Trevor Rotorua there, from New Zealand. Long time listener, first time caller.
What they call that, long time poster, first time lurker, long time poster.
Yeah, I mean, I think Trev is. Look, thanks for the call, Trev. Maybe we might get you on one day. Sounds like someone like Sad Sheeran, Trev. But what you make of that? Who's impressing you? NBA playoffs. Who's impressing you?
I think Minnesota are putting up a bit of a scrap at the minute, aren't they?
They are.
I do expect them now. I do expect them to lose in. I actually think that might go 7. The more I look at it, the more I'm like, Memphis are really young and ignorant. Minnesota are also really young and ignorant. And it's just kind of like, sitting at 2-2. Yeah. I just think Edwards, yeah, that's Minnesota are kind of my little.
The one for me is actually the Pelicans. I think I did not expect them to go 2-2 with the Suns. I did, to be honest with you, probably didn't even expect them to get one off the Suns. Ingram seems to come back and seems to come back to that little bit of form he had at the Lakers, which he showed very little of, but I did think he had it in the locker. But he did show it very little. I think he was there at a strange time where the Lakers couldn't do anything right. Lonzo Ball was there as well, where it probably took a little bit of the glory. Obviously he wasn't playing that well, Lonzo, either. Like, but Ingram's doing something to the Pelicans, and I think they're actually playing quite well, and they also haven't had Zion in there. Like,
yeah, I think Ingram has shown that, like, he's never going to be a franchise centerpiece, but he definitely has all the scoring ability to be like a really good number two beside someone.
Sports Illustrated.
You forget, like, you kind of look at the size of him, he's very Kevin Durant looking. And while he's not obviously Kevin Durant, he has a similar kind of skill set where he just starts scoring from everywhere, and it's very hard to contain them because he is nearly 7 foot. So I can see why you do like them. A scrappy enough bunch.
And it seems that there was a couple of rumours that Zion might be back in, but he's not coming back in for game 4 anyway.
I'd be
interesting to see if he does get back in.
I think if he's good to go, and
have you seen some of them warm up videos or them training videos?
Man, he has leaving holes in the ground, Duncan. Fuck me, Jesus. Look, Phoenix obviously don't want to see him in the lineup, but I think everyone else does. And if he's fully fit and there's no qualms about it, get him in. See what happens.
Yeah. Look, they've impressed me to not have him in the side as well. The Heat, we probably expected them taking the Hawks. They're nearly.
Yeah, it's 5 games. They're just making it's business, man. It's business like work, isn't it? They're just going to work every day. Slamming in at 9, going home at 5, job done.
The Bucks, I think I expected more out of the Bulls, to be honest.
I think you're going to get your wish, though. Yeah.
You reckon?
Middleton's obviously gone. It's not expected for him to definitely be back in early this series, anyways. And to be honest, MCL sprain, like, what's that? Like, it might be the conference finals. They have to get to the conference finals without him. Caruso's back for Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this might go to, you know, this might go seven games.
Raptors, Sixers, nothing shot. I think, did the Sasquatch call the Raptors, or was it, did you call the Raptors as getting through there? I don't know if I ever saw
it. I don't know. I try to forget all my bad takes, so if that was one of them, it's been buried into my head somewhere. Look, I don't think Philadelphia were ever a serious threat anyways.
No.
You know, so.
No. Trev had a second part to that question. What was the follow up? Did you?
Did we have like a dark horse to go all the way?
See, this is the thing for me, right? As an avid Celtics follower, I know they were number two seed, but were they dark horses a month ago?
I just think with the way that the seeding went in the East, where it was just, there was nothing between those top sides, it's very hard to turn around and say that your four seed is the dark horse or your fifth seed is the dark horse when there's only two games between them and one. So I mean, tactically, if you wanted to go out and win your last two games and you didn't care who you were going to get in the first round, you could have done that. Do you know what I mean? So if Chicago had managed to have a massive late season surge and got the one seed, would you consider them a dark horse just because they did not? Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think it's very hard to call them, particularly at the stage right now. I just think the Celtics still have them winning it.
I think
Celtics Warriors final.
If there was a darker horse to come from it this year, I actually think it's probably the Warriors. I don't fancy the Warriors to go all the way. But if Phoenix were to get into trouble now in this series with the Pelicans,
Golden State,
I don't think anyone in the West apart from Phoenix and Golden State are really good enough to win it all. I certainly don't think, like, if Dallas were to make some sort of run with just Luka, and, you know, Jalen Brunson's playing out of his mind at the minute, but I don't know if that's permanently sustainable or if he's just having one of these Jamal Murray like playoff runs where he's like, right, I have the driver's seat, I'm going for it.
Yeah. Look, it's going to be very interesting the further it goes on. Very interesting. But your boys are...
Yeah,
are they
fucked.
Gunked? There's no way.
No,
you don't see them turn around at all.
They won game four, but look, they have, like, they're not even starters. Just, do you know what I mean? There's not, like, it's a really... backups playing starters roles... It just says an awful lot about Jokic that he managed to get them there at all. So, look, it's a wrap from them anyways. There's no point, you know, even beginning to hope.
No,
your
great,
boys, on the other hand, though, they're different.
They're built different.
That might be the best defensive team in the modern era. It's getting...
Smart is really laying down, If they can get this done in four and they get a nice little bit of a rest as well.
If they beat this Nets team in four, it's going to give them some confidence, isn't it? Like,
yeah, I don't know where the Nets go then, though. Like, the Ben Simmons thing is... he's pulled out a game four with a back
the
injury.
The Nets
now
are dust. I think that's split in the summer. Like, they don't have... They've nothing to look forward to. Look at that. Look at KD and Kyrie and... Ben Simmons, like... It was always a gargantuan kind of ask that they would be, like, talent-wise, they were always, like, on paper. Yeah, you could win a championship, but sure. Last year, how many games did they play? Like, not even a third of the games together. I think it was even less than that. It was even lower than that. And then Harden gets traded. Kyrie looks like he's not interested. Like, Boston have just clamped on the two boys, and Kyrie just looks like he just wants nothing to do with this series.
Yeah, but so, like, can Kyrie get out of Brooklyn this season, the end of the season?
I don't know what their current contract situations are like, but I would feel that it's either they go and just reset the whole roster around the two of them and figure that out, or they just call it quits and just blow it up and get return back for the two boys, send them on their way and just go back to being bottom dwellers for a while and go draft and develop.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well look, let's move on. Trev from Rotorua, or Trevor Rotorua, thanks for that. Hopefully you know, it's the first and not the last. So thank you very much. Moving on swiftly. Let's pick back up on the weekend. So you had a good weekend. What did you watch?
Oh, I might have watched a certain Manchester United match.
I don't know if you want to go there, but I'll let you.
Well, look.
Okay.
I don't want to get into too much because obviously the heat is flying. My club is a disaster. I did cry for a while. Then you kind of realise this is what like, did you feel like this kind of around that kind of Brendan and Rodgers era? Is that what you felt like?
You have to remember that we finished second with Rodgers in 81.
Yeah,
league,
but apart from that year, so if we can just take that out.
We won the Carling Cup.
Come on now.
No, honestly though, like,
you weren't bouncing around or sitting.
Okay, the first season Rodgers took over, is that what we felt like? Like, no, we had Suarez, Sterling, and
what
Sturridge
about the start of the Klopp years?
Do you know what the turning point was? That Europa League against, was it Sevilla?
Yeah.
Sevilla, I think. Was it Sevilla we had? And you're going, that squad was not good. Like, well, it wasn't in a good place. But I think as the Sasquatch made a very, very valid point over the weekend. Think about Liverpool, and I would actually, arguably, I would say it was before Klopp or before Rodgers. Them Dalglish, just when Dalglish was there.
The King Kenny years.
Yeah, a couple of the Houllier years, possibly. Which just even didn't look up to it at all. But the Sasquatch, as he said over the weekend, right? They did battle every game. Like, you had people in the team like Gerrard, Carragher, but you also had people coming through the ranks like Jay Spearing and people like that, and there was biting them. So you might lost the game 1-0 and you might lost a few and you missed out on, you know, Champions League or whatever, but there was still bite there. Like, they didn't look like they wanted to lose the game. United looked like they want to lose games.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs.
They don't look like they want to win games. It's probably wrong to say they look like they want to lose them, but they definitely don't look like they want to win.
I'm just getting sad. I'm welling up already now, look.
I'm hoping, but sure, as a United fan, like Harry Maguire, surely him being on the bench is the first step to glory.
See, you would think that, but like,
surely you want him out of the club. You want him, like, out of the club. You have to.
You would think that, but like, it doesn't, like, well, you're glad to see him on the bench.
Yeah.
Like, next week, like, he's probably going to be back in the starting 11 next week. You know what I mean? Oh. Do you know?
What's Varane's story?
Look, it's been considered a disappointing run with Varane, but I think he's not been fit this year. I did always think when he signed for United, at the price seemed very nearly too good to be true, didn't it, when you're looking at it on paper for a centre half of his decorated calibre. But then you also had to consider the fact that he was likely to miss a third of your season with niggly injuries. So I think next year we'll see the best of him. He'll obviously hopefully have a new partner there with him.
He is old though, isn't he, Varane? Isn't he not 35?
I think Varane is only 28. Like, he's like, we should really have Varane for a couple of prime years. What's Google going to tell me here about Varane's age?
I was 29. You are closer to correct.
35.
Look, the way I look at it, right, United have 5 games left. Chelsea at home, Brentford at home, Brighton away, Palace away. How many points do you see them get?
6. I think they lose Chelsea and Brentford.
At home, I
would not be shocked to see Brentford beat us. They go out like they'll...
4 games, sorry, not 5. So you actually think that United will win their 2 away games and lose their 2 home games?
They're not beating Chelsea.
Brentford?
I genuinely don't think they'll beat Brentford either at the minute.
But they're not beating Palace away. I don't see them beating Brighton away. Like, is the best thing at this moment in time for United to finish 8th and not have any Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday night football to
for
worry about
Ten Hag's first season.
Get the squad back together.
Yeah. We kind of talked about this the other day.
Or is it just too much of a risk to not attract players?
Look, in fairness, in his first summer in the job, who is he going to attract anyways? If like champ, right, if we finish 4th, right, by some absolute fucking miracle that we finish 4th, right?
Yeah.
Who's actually going to want to go there in the first summer? Like, honestly, 4th or 8th, I can't see the difference of calibre we're going to get in. It's not about getting guys in.
I would have said
it's about getting guys out.
Yes, very true. I would have said you probably attract the likes of the Van de Beeks, but look what happened to Van de Beek when he went. And he's only on loan, he could come back, he could be a superstar under Ten Hag, couldn't he?
Yeah, I think Donny's probably looking at it going like, I've a good chance to play 25, 26 Premier League games next year and start them.
Chomping at the bit. Yeah.
But I think people are losing sight of, we could throw out the war chest in the summer and you could get players, but we're going to have that same issue again of where we're overspending on players, and now we probably have more shite on top of the current amount of shite that we have, which is double shite. Do you know what I mean? So I think a successful summer would be if 7 or 8 players are out of the squad and are gone, and even whatever kind of money we get back for them, I don't really care. Progress has been built, the foundation has been laid.
You do need a couple of players to fit in on each other. I just don't know who those players are. Like, you get rid of 7, but you're going to need 4. It's just to fill
that's
the
fine. I think he'll find 2 of them out of the academy maybe, and you know, Van de Beek will come back, and look, we'll see. Do you know what I mean? I'm shrugging my shoulders here because I just don't know what the summer holds, but I know what a successful summer probably looks like to me is that you get rid of 7 or 8 of those players.
Okay, well, you mentioned it there about obviously Everton possibly the greatest ever team to go down. That was something I watched obviously on the weekend. Liverpool-Everton, terrible, abysmal first half from both sides. Everton wasting time. Pickford, I don't know if anyone in the whole entire world likes Pickford, even his mother. Like, he wouldn't look out of place out of communion and, you know, yourself, draw it now or something. But, is there any players in that Everton squad that you'd take into United if they went down?
Jesus.
Richarlison,
he'd probably be a decent fit. And a lot of...
If Richarlison went to Manchester United and they came to Anfield next year, oh my God, derbies will be back. That United-Liverpool derby will be back.
I think it'd be quite upset.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And if Everton were to go down, but I do think it's man, Lampard is
very
so
realistic.
Bad as a coach. You hate to see it as well. Such a deck, like one of the. I mean, was he one of the 5 greatest players ever playing the Premier League?
Do you know what? I actually don't. I liked Lampard at Derby, and ever since then, when he went to Chelsea, remember that whole stuff with Klopp at Anfield? Do you remember that when he was the Chelsea manager on the touchdown? Oh, that made me hate him.
Yeah, I.
It's like, you might maybe get back in your box.
Like, I know they're having a bad run, but they should have enough quality now, really, to be overtaking Leeds and getting out of this race, and they're just not. Like, they're just giving them away.
They were 2-0 down. They brought Dele Alli on.
Yeah. It was always a tough ask. But Liverpool were obviously coming under a bit of pressure coming into the weekend because they can't afford, like, a drop in points. Like, you're waiting for City
not at all.
To drop
not at all.
The 1 point, and then it's game on, goal difference, let's get to the last day. But they are, they're a formidable side. Do you think, how many trophies are you going to take this year?
I think I said before, the team that won in the FA Cup would win everything but the league. I think I'll have to stand by that. I think Liverpool get the...
A treble without a league title.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Would you be content with that now? If you got a treble, but it's not a league title treble? Like, or...
It's not a real treble though, is it? Like, that's what all United fans are going to say. Oh, you never won the real treble.
I think a lot of Liverpool fans, I could be wrong saying this, would swap the Champions League for the Premier League pretty easily. Yeah.
This year? Yeah, I think so. I think we'd prefer the Premier League, yeah. Don't get me wrong, it's great to win a Champions League, but seems to be a little bit, dare I say, easier to win.
I think the Premier League, just with everything going on, like, there's obviously the potential for this to go on the last day for City and Liverpool. And that could, like, to be honest, realistically, it probably is going to come down to the last day.
It's great though. You'd watch Liverpool City every day of the week.
Yeah, you would. Then, like, the top four has never been as, you know, that's still very much up for grabs. And then the relegation battle is mental. So, like, unless you're actually a proper, like, anywhere from ninth to Leeds, which are...
Who aren't safe yet.
So, anywhere from ninth to Leeds are just sitting back on us. Look, we'll just enjoy the show. So, it's been just one of those years where it's just super compelling.
If you are Everton, though, let's talk real things, man. Burnley under Michael Jackson are doing well.
Oh, like,
everyone was shocked to see Daishi go.
Everton,
like,
have no reason. I don't. How could you possibly fear Burnley overtaking you? Like, Burnley getting goals and overtaking you, but it's such a possibility with this team.
Like, Burnley have Watford, Villa. Okay, they've got Spurs then, but then they got Villa again because they have a COVID game. And then, by the way, last game of the season, Burnley at Newcastle and Turf Moor. The Newcastle players are all throwing their hands up in the air going, oh, I'm actually not even going to be here next year. So, like...
A lot of Newcastle players I still think will be there next year.
I don't.
They won't have the green light.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Chris
Wood go. The green light to spend all this money is probably not going to be this summer. You'll probably bring in one or two players and let one or two go. And then...
I don't know. I think there's Newcastle players looking around that change room that are going to have to look for a way out. You have to remember, if they sell players, they're allowed to use that money.
Yeah, but how much, you know... You're on about selling those players then as well. Like, clubs know that. You're not going to pay top dollar for some of these Newcastle players either, just because Newcastle are the super rich club now in town. You know, they have a few things. I think they have a little bit of an adjustment period to get used to how this is going to be for them. You know, that kind of way, like...
Also, Newcastle are doing very well, and they're without Callum Wilson, Isaac Hayden, Jamal Lewis, Kieran Trippier, Ryan Fraser, like, decent players.
Another one.
Eddie's done a good job.
I think Eddie Howe is probably the manager for the future for Newcastle. It's just, they need more quality. Like, Guimaraes has been really nice for them.
It's kind of look at Stephen McKenney when he came to Ireland going, are the players going to listen to him? Like, so if they go and buy these 40, 50, 60 million pound players, are they going to listen to Eddie Howe? Like?
Yeah, I think Howe has the goods to be a top class Premier League manager. He's in a very enviable spot. He's already gotten them safe, so his job for the year is pretty much done.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, we spoke about it briefly. Hit me up, right? I'm going to call you at the Everton team from yesterday. I want you to tell me if they United would want them or not. Jordan Pickford. Fair. Seamus Coleman, too old, out the gap.
Yeah, but I just hate, like, I'd never, I don't want to say a bad word about Coleman either, so we'll just leave him to decide.
No, that's fair.
Just, we won't pretend he never was never mentioned.
Mason Holgate, centre-half.
No, I'm not taking either of those Everton centre-halves.
Yeah, Michael Keane, he came from United as well, didn't he? Michael Keane, did he play there? The
he is atrocious.
Yeah, he's not great. Michael Enko, left back?
No.
Alex Iwobi?
I don't think we... No, our issues are very much kind of a back six from holding midfielders backwards.
Well, here's one for you that I really feel like would suit your team. Alan.
Oh, I'd take him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alan, yeah. I would 100% take Alan.
Decore?
I would also probably take Decore, yeah.
Here's one that I think you guys should whip up. Well, two, actually. Anthony Gordon. The winger, young winger, probably should have had a penalty, even as a Liverpool fan.
Okay.
And Damari Gray.
Didn't Gray come over there in a free transfer?
Don't know if it was free, but he came from Bayer Leverkusen, didn't he? I think he ripped it up in the Bundesliga.
No, Gray came from Leicester, I thought.
Did he not go from
Leverkusen
Leicester to
first and then come back?
Could be wrong. I'm going to tell you now. Damari Gray. God, we're so well researched.
Winging it.
Yes, Leicester City to Bayer Leverkusen. He didn't actually rip it up. He had 10 appearances at Bayer, one goal. But he, then the first couple of months at Everton, he ripped it up.
I think, just don't want to overtake you. The Decore and Alan, I actually think if you put them in United's midfield tomorrow,
they sort a lot of problems.
With the quality that's actually in front of them, I actually think some of your issues are alleviated instantly. But
I don't disagree with you. I think that's a valid point.
Yeah, that's a type that does. It's a very physical profile, but obviously Alan is Brazilian. Decore is French. They're bigger. They're bigger, kind of more robust midfielders, but they do have a lot of technical ability. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I agree. Look, moving on to the rest of the weekend, because we are slowing up on time or running out of time. Formula One back, Leclerc in the wall, not good for him. Lewis Hamilton came out after saying his car is undrivable. Nico Rosberg came out absolutely slating him. Did you watch any of the Formula One? I didn't get to see it myself.
I did not, actually, so I was waiting for you to tell me all about the Formula One this weekend.
It is delighted for Lando Norris getting podium, getting into third place. It was a sprint, which is good to watch. The sprint's 25 to 30 minutes, fast action, in Imola, the home of Ferrari. That was that. Tyson Fury obviously winning again. Dillian White, Tyson Fury allegedly retiring, then cameras go off and he brings Francis Ngannou into the ring and says he's actually going to fight Ngannou.
This Ngannou thing has been going on for a while. Yeah, this thing where he was saying like he wants to box.
It's weird though, because they're mates, aren't they? They're friendly, like.
Oh, well, I just meant Ngannou wanting to box in general. He seems committed to boxing at some stage in his career.
He probably boxed ahead, and then I think Tyson said they wanted to box with hybrid rules, so it'll be boxing, but they'll fight with UFC gloves. That would be a bloodbath.
Man, I think Ngannou's crazy trying to fight Fury. I think anyone trying to fight Fury is...
Ngannou's got skills, though. Like, he's going to move quicker.
And I think you put Ngannou beside Tyson Fury there, and everyone that goes in to face Fury, and then you see the size of him, and it's like, it doesn't matter how quick they are. Like, he just makes everyone look a little bit slower. It's just like, sir, you're boxing on his speed. You're not boxing on their speed.
Yeah. other things that went Leinster. Are they disrespectful sending the squad they sent to South Africa? They are actually now have sent there's one player home today and two out injured. Were they disrespectful with the squad they sent?
No, I don't think.
I think the South Africans seem to think it was very disrespectful, and they're delighted that Leinster lost.
Yeah, but look, that's their MO, is their squad rotation. Like, they send the squad, you know. You look at
Ulster very close to being nowhere near Europe, by the way.
Yeah, Munster. Where are you at with Munster?
No, I was talking about Ulster.
Yeah, but where are you at with Munster?
What do I think about them?
No, just like, have they got a shot?
It's Johan van Greet now, isn't it? Like, last couple of games. Yeah, they have a shot.
You think they have a shot?
Of winning the title?
Yeah.
No. I don't know for sure. It's Leinster's, like. It's Leinster's to lose. Leinster have one hand on the cup. Munster probably don't even deserve, because of this whole charade with Ed Sheeran.
That was something I heard about, yeah. That's not great. That was really poor, actually, isn't it?
£20 tickets, if you're interested, though. Makes it more affordable to the fans. So that was the rugby over the weekend. And also, we have missed the Dubs getting a win in Wexford, which was disappointing for myself and a man sent off, but look.
No, we've covered our NBA as well. Is there anything you need to get off your chest in particular?
Yeah, I think I'll run through a quick hit or miss if you don't mind.
I love that.
Okay then. Dillian White has asked Fury not to retire. He wants another crack at him. He felt he was lost unfairly, I suppose, after an illegal Fury punch, or a couple of illegal Fury punches. Dillian White, hit or miss on the up, on the down? What are you thinking? The rise of the fall?
He's no business fighting Fury. Once or twice, for that matter.
Yeah, I thought he was dust. Yeah. At the start, I thought, okay, if he gets through two here and gives him a little bit of a rattle, but you didn't give him any rattles. Wasn't like...
Very undeserving like fight for Dillian White. Fuck him.
Yeah, you're dead right. No, we'll go with you on that one. Messi to stay, but Poch to leave. Who's in the rise and who's in the fall there?
I think Messi stays, because no one else is going to afford the wage. And I think Poch will stay as well. Yeah, I actually think Neymar might go.
Ooh. I would have seen, before today's statements, I would have seen Messi going back to Barcelona being a possibility, but I think Barca are going a different direction. I think Pochettino will leave, but will be on the rise, and I think Messi will stay and be on the fall.
I hope it works out for Messi. I do hope he gets back to being the Messi that we all know in PSG. I think it would be kind of shit for football if he just fades away in League One. When you see Ronaldo's...
He'll end up in the MLS.
I want one more year of him, and he can fuck off then. Give me one more, you know what I mean? Give me one more of the greatest player to ever play the game. Come on.
Worth noting, just while we're on touching on the Barcelona connections, is that Barca actually lost to Real Vallecano last night, which puts Madrid one win away from La Liga title, so that was probably disappointing. News from Spain. Ten Hag will reinstall the Man United discipline. Is it possible?
Yeah. I think it's going to take a bit of time, but we'll know based on the first kind of summer who he's moving out, who's shipping out, whether or not he's actually getting the board on side, and it's like it's his way or the highway. But yeah, I think it's possible. I think he can do it.
Okay. Everton's penalty incident yesterday on Anthony Gordon should have been a penalty. Lampard is calling, and Everton are calling for the referees and the PGMOL to call them in to, you know, see what the situation is. The referees and, you know, VAR, rise or fall? Have you seen the incident?
Yeah, but...
Penal?
Like, Lampard, they need to just be fucking competitive. Like, It's so easy for it to just be like, oh yeah, the penalty on Gordon changed the game. Well, actually, it probably didn't. The fact that you're playing one of the two best teams in fucking Europe is probably why you lost that game. That's a bit rootless now today, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I would have to agree with you there.
Like, how do you come out, like, relegation battle? Seriously. Come on. Try and get something. Try and get a point. Don't be worried about the penalty.
Okay, Raheem Sterling has said today that he's going to decide in his future at the end of the season. Where do you see him going? He's got a little bit of juice left in the tank. Like, people forget how young he actually is.
Yeah, I think he'd be quite a nice fit, kind of possibly on the wings in Madrid. I think kind of Bayern Munich as well. He'd be very suited there. I can't see him leaving England. Because to be fair, not a lot of them do leave at that age to go fields of fire, and then they have to learn, like, you know, you have to learn a new language and all this stuff as well. That's all to be considered. So if he doesn't leave England, then I think, depending on the value that he, depending on his transfer kind of fee, I actually think Arsenal are probably the best fit for him.
Ooh, nice. I like that. Did Jorginho take the worst penalty ever?
That was
ever
pretty bad,
again?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
Bruno. Bruno Fernandes was awful on the as well, though. Let's not miss.
I actually didn't see Fernandes. I know he missed one.
He hit the post.
I did see it.
Yeah, Jorginho's was bad.
It was probably. I'm gonna say it's probably one of the worst. Finally, Lewis Hamilton. There is absolutely no question that the title race is over. Is it Lewis playing mind games, or is the title race in the Formula One open? Closed.
No, I think it's still on. Do you think it's still
playing mind games? I think Ferrari have it.
It just takes another crash though for that to change as well though. Well, I'm just saying, if he crashes in any of those next races, he's out at race and someone has a chance to get back. I think it's just a bit too soon.
It is probably a bit too soon to be calling shots like that, yeah. But he knows the car better than anyone, and he's the one that's going to come into a bit of trouble with his own team, I think, at this moment in time. He said his car is undrivable, so it's not really something. It's like telling your missus she's unrideable, but look.
Wow.
Yeah. Anything to get off your chest, bottom feeder, before we call it a night? You looking forward to anything this week?
Obviously, we're kind of getting to the end of the season now. It's very much kind of the NBA playoffs are at my forefront now, for the next while. And I do really think that your beloved Boston Celtics might overcome all and win it all. But apart from that, I'm pretty good.
Okay, well, I'll give you two things. I think the Celtics 4-0 tonight, and then I think watch it a week could be tomorrow night, City and Madrid.
Just on City and Madrid before we finish, yeah. Surely Madrid can't overturn City, can they?
They might be able to.
I know when they get into the Bernabeu, like, and the play starts hopping, no matter how much they're kind of out of games, that they're always in games. But they haven't played any of that quality. Surely not. Surely they couldn't, could they?
Okay, well, if you put Madrid into the Premier League, where do they finish?
This year?
The season as it went, what would you say?
I think they're probably within their Chelsea's level, to be honest. So, either third or fourth.
Yeah, so City surely beat them then.
Yeah, but I'm just kind of like, the what if is in my head of like, surely Madrid don't stun City and knock them out in two legs, do
if Madrid can get a draw in the Etihad, they'll win overall.
I just don't see them being able to. I know, like, Vinicius and Benzema, and, you know, they get down the pitch quick and counter. I can't see them having enough. I just see their midfield being overrun by City, possession wise.
You do know Madrid have.
I do know that, but.
And Toni Kroos.
They're older legs as well, though, to be fair. Like, I know they are
much
they
older
are two of the greatest midfielders to ever represent their countries as well. That's. I know, like, but.
Yes.
It's a big ask.
Yeah, it is. It is. But look, it'll be an interesting watch. It will be an interesting watch. And then obviously Liverpool and Villarreal on Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't think there's. Yeah, look, I think Villarreal got very lucky against Bayern. So, well.
One shot on target in both legs.
If
two
they
goals.
Come up with something like that against Liverpool, I'd be shocked.
Fantastic. Well, look, bottom feeder, that is it from me.
That is all from me.
So, we bid you adieu. Good night and farewell. Take care. Sweet.
Fear some duo bye-bye. Out.
Bye-bye.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.